right out of the box. We start here by welcoming back to the program the artistic director at Penobscot Theater, Barry Newport. Hello, Barry.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's like twice in a month. This is awesome.
I know. I've missed you, so I'm glad to see you more frequently now.
Well, it's wonderful to see you here. Getting ready for the final show of the season.
Yep, final show of our 44th season. Isn't that crazy?
And to do that, you enlisted a guest director. This guy looks vaguely familiar to my left. That can't be Scott R.C. Levy.
Well, a couple of months ago, or maybe almost a year ago, I got a call from this gentleman talking to me about the incredible time he was having in Colorado doing this very play, Sheer Madness. And so we thought, let's bring Scott here and have an incredible time here in Bangor with Sheer Madness.
I'm so happy to be here. And here,
yeah,
Mr. Kimball.
Mr. Levy.
Only took me 1,695, how many shows?
1,694.
Yeah, took me 1,694 shows to make it.
Well, that was the warm-up.
Yeah.
That was
good job. Now I'm ready. Although I do listen on the interwebs.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Scott is the producing artistic director at the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center. And, man, you've been doing great things out there. Every time I turn around, you're setting new attendance records.
It's true. Thank you. Yeah, we're having a great time.
That's awesome.
Doing great work.
And we were chatting before the show, and, God, your kids are getting so big.
I don't like that.
I know, but why?
I don't know. I'm not sure why. But yes, my daughter, who was 3 weeks old when we moved from New York City to here, is now 13.
Wow.
And my son, who was born at Eastern Maine Medical Center, is now 9.
That's crazy. Yeah. That is crazy. Well, you're back here. First time back here as a director. You've been back, but to come back and guest direct, what drew you here? What is it about Sheer Madness that made you want to come back here?
Well, Sheer Madness is the longest running play in American theater history, actually, and the ability to bring it to Bangor for the first time. You know, it takes place in whatever city it's being performed in, so to be able to make a whole bunch of Bangor jokes is really great, because we can make fun of everyone, including you.
What?
You never know. Yeah, you'll see what happens.
You never know, because it's different every night.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's right. It is different every night. You know, there's audience. The audience decides who done it. And so you could come every performance and see a different show.
Yeah, it's like a comic murder mystery. And it's been running for over 30 years in Boston and over 20 years in Washington, D.C.
It's huge.
Have you seen this play?
I have, but now I understand, too, that the producers have some pretty strict requirements about how the show can be done and where and when. And
so when I decided to program it at the theater in Colorado, in order to do it, I had to go to the Kennedy Center and train with the company there for a week, which was fascinating. But then I was sort of like licensed, like they sort of branded the Sheer Madness logo on my lower back. And now I'm like one of the six people who are allowed to direct.
So
the
you can direct it and you can cut hair.
I can, well, if only I'd save some money if I could cut my own hair. So that was really a fun experience. And I was just so thankful that Barry said, yeah, come on back and
Well, you were play. So, you described it as such a fun experience.
Yeah, totally fun.
Yeah. And totally then when I went out there last February and Nathan Halverson, who's with you in Colorado, who was here also for many, many shows, many years. Said it was like one of the most fun times he'd ever had on stage, too.
Yeah, as a performer.
Yeah.
Because Nathan was in the production in Colorado. And we got a great cast here.
Oh, say, you have an all-star cast here. Can you talk about some of the people you'll be working with?
Dominic Varney.
Hey, hello.
Amy Rader.
Oh, my God.
Brad LaBrie. Right? Those are sort of the regulars.
Yeah.
And then we have Michelle Weatherby.
Who's awesome.
Who was last in the
last full in Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
And then we have...
Alex Sayers.
My boy Alex,
He was a student of yours, right?
Yes, he was.
And and Tony Larkin, who was last here in
It's a Wonderful Life,
the radio play.
Right. Who I know from Atlanta as like a really strong actor.
Yeah, really, really great cast. And a great design team, I'll say. All the in-house Penobscot Theater designers making their magic on that stage.
Well, you know, it's funny, and I'm glad you brought that up, because everybody I talk to and what I've seen myself, everybody says the same thing. This year, I don't know, you made a little extra money in the budget this year. The production values this season have been so high. The sets, the costumes, everybody talks about how amazing sets have been this year.
That's great. I mean, we had some like pretty outstanding, you know, sets like Misery. It was a house that spun around. Shit. You know, I mean, I think that's pretty memorable. Yeah, we had some really great sets. The Escanaba and De Moonlight set, the Jeff Daniels set was pretty amazing by Jonathan Spencer. And then the Ugly Lies the Bone with all the video. And yeah, it's been an interesting season full of all kinds of different kinds of stories.
What's it been like for you, Scott, being back in the old haunts?
Boy, it's fun. You know, it smells really good.
That's good.
No, there's like, you know, actually, I did. I walked into the Bangor Opera House and I went, yeah, I smelled that. There's something in the HVAC. I'm serious. Yeah.
Well, now it's a brand new HVAC.
Yeah. But there's, you know, there's, and then little memories are popping up every day about like things that have happened in various spaces in that building.
Sure.
And of course, to see that room now with those fabulous new seats, it's just so fulfilling. It's just great. And it's great to be in town. It's great to be in a place where I can run into people that I know in the middle of the street.
Like my
like
wife.
Your wife. Yeah, I'm having a ball.
And I see you got down to the coast, got to spend a little time there.
Yeah, nothing like 42 degrees and rain in Bar Harbor in June.
Well, welcome back to Maine. You know, you spent your time here. You know what it's like.
Yeah, it's 90 degrees in Colorado today. All week. Oh. Sunny and 90.
Right. So for people who don't know, well, first of all, you know how to get tickets. Call the Opera House, 942-3333. Stop in, see the folks at the box office. Go online, penobscottheater.org. While you're there, and we mentioned this last time you were here, you would be wise as a great theater consumer to get yourself a subscription for next season.
Yeah, unless you like paying full price.
Yeah, who wants that?
You must like spending money if you're not
a subscriber. The best seats. The best seats at the best price. That's why you subscribe. Because it's all set for you. You don't have to worry about those 6 or 7 date nights.
Right, exactly. But you can choose your own too. You don't have to, you know, a lot of people think that they have to like come every time on the first Saturday or something. But there's plenty of subscription options that are flexible.
I was looking at the subscription brochure for next season, and I was like, I would subscribe.
Okay.
If I were here. Now, what a lineup. Now, that is a great lineup that Barry has put together.
Yeah. Plus, you get discounted tickets to Sheer Madness.
Check it out. And I'm only in town until next Sunday. So, if you want to see me, then you get a ticket to the first 3 performances.
That's right.
It's a way to do it.
The first 2 previews are always discounted, and the audience is the last remaining. I mean, especially in this show, the audience plays such an important role.
Yeah.
I was privileged last night to see it, and I felt like I had a big part.
You had
in
a big
it.
Part.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't even give you any notes.
It's early still. You got time.
No.
But the audience should know, too, that nobody's put on the spot.
No. No one has to, like, come on stage and dance.
Right. Exactly.
Or anything else.
Unless they really want to.
Unless they really want to. And then there's probably a way that the actors will work it in.
Perfect. I love it. Well, I can't wait. It's going to be a great show. Sheer Madness. First previews are
next Thursday.
Yeah.
I know. It's amazing. June 14th. And it runs through for a month, July 8th. This is our surprise 7th show that we added a couple years ago. So we always do something really splashy and summery and fun. And I love that it's family friendly.
Totally family friendly. And it's a hoot.
Yeah.
It's a hoot and a half.
Exactly.
Well, and I love that it's a show that has mostly played big cities.
Yeah.
That's here in Bangor, Maine for people to see, because the only way to see it before this was to go to a Boston.
That's right.
D.C. Or something like
that. Or would you believe Saskatoon.
Really?
Saskatoon's huge.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I've never been. Have you been to Saskatoon?
No, I've never. Never. I don't know that I will.
Sheer Madness has been in Saskatoon twice.
Really?
Yeah.
It's 2 more times than me.
It's amazing. All the places who've done it that have done it, they always do it again because people love this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We probably could have run it for like 6 months.
Wow.
But
really?
We had other shows to make.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up next for you out in Colorado?
Well, we're running a Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, the musical right now.
Love it.
And then our next season starts with the Colorado premiere of Shakespeare in Love, the play.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Scott, it's so awesome to see you.
It's so great to see you,
give
Rich
my best
Kimball.
To Joey.
I sure will.
And the no longer kids. Or
the no longer children
all
of mine.
All grown up.
That's right.
Did my boy hide from you when you saw him? Because
No.
A little shy at first.
No. Well, you know, we're friends on the Facebook.
Yeah.
And so I told your son. I said, hey, I see you on the Facebook, and and you look better in person, better in 3 dimensions.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's pretty stinking cute.
He's not bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like mom, thank goodness.
And then he was like, I don't know who you are.
Sounds about right.
And I was like, good. That's the way
that
to play.
Same
it.
Thing from him.
It I mean, basically, crazy. I was a stranger in the middle of the road.
Stopping traffic.
Leaning into your wife's car.
That's a regular occurrence. He's used to it by now. Barry, thank you as well.
Thanks for having us.
We'll see you soon at Penobscot Theater, Main Street, downtown Bangor, the beautiful and historic Bangor Opera House. Give him a call, 942-3333. Check it out online, penobscottheater.org, and get yourself down there to see Sheer Madness.